Representative Hunt, we see this as a friendly amendment, albeit, as Representative Mabry has pointed out, it is a mandate on the Association of Oregon Counties, and I think all of you are aware that we do not like mandates on local governments, nor on their associations. But because we have agreed to do this with Representative Hunt, we see this as a agreed-upon arrangement, but we would not want future bodies of the legislature to consider this a way of directing the counties to take action on an issue. So I would just like to have it on the record, Mr. Chair, that this is an exception, and we would hope that future legislatures would resist the temptation of mandating the Association of Oregon Counties to take an action. Thank you.
Trust us.
Thank you.
We'll depend upon you, Representative Mabry.
Representative Comment.
I think, Bill, I think probably some of the reason why people want to pass this legislation, you guys have been working on this for about 20 years and haven't resolved it yet, so maybe it was a concern that maybe a little pressure might get the people together and solve the problem. So I can understand that from their point also. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions? Thank you, Bill.
Thank
for
you.
Your testimony. Is there anyone else that wants to testify on House Bill 3582? Representative Mabry.
Mr. Chair, I would move the Dash 1 amendments to 2582.
Representative Mabry moves the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 3582. Is there any objection? Seeing none, they're adopted. Representative Mabry.
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 3582 as amended to the floor with a due passed recommendation as amended and rescind the subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Representative Mabry moves House Bill 3582 as amended to the floor with a due passed recommendation and rescind the subsequent referral to the Ways and Means Committee. What a mouthful. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ryan, will you call the roll, please?
Representative Greenlee.
Aye.
Representative Mabry.
Aye.
Representative Zonner.
Aye.
Representative Beyer.
Excuse.
Representative Dingfelder.
Aye.
Representative Gilman.
Aye.
Chair Brown.
Aye. Motion carries. Representative Hunt, do you like to carry it on the floor? Thank you. Thank you for bringing it forward. Committee, I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 180.
Thank you.
And our intent today with the Senate Bill 180, it has a referral to Ways and Means. And this committee's life is going to be relatively short once we get our transportation package done. And so my intent today is to send this bill on to the Ways and Means Committee.
We have some hope we'll have a transportation
package. I'm not making any promises, Representative.
I don't know. I think the tribes are here.
Is there
motion?
Before we do that, I'd ask if there's anyone wanted to testify on this before we send it. Don't see anyone. Thank you. Representative Greenlee.
Mr. Chair, I'm delighted to move SB 180 to the Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Greenlee moves Senate Bill 180 to the Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Representative Zonner.
My only concern and the only thing that really affected me in testimony was whether all the counties were going to be affected by the money thing, and so I want us to be aware of that it doesn't harm my services in North Salem and also Woodburn. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Ryan, do you call the roll, please?
Representative Mabry.
Aye.
Representative Zonner.
Aye.
Representative Beyer.
Excuse.
Representative Dingfelder.
Aye.
Representative Gilman.
Aye.
Representative Greenlee.
Aye.
Chair Brown.
Aye. Motion carries. That wraps up our business. and for today. Yeah. We just keep...
When's our next one?
Probably Wednesday of next week.
So not Friday.
Oh, we're off Friday and Monday.
Yes. Well, we can meet if you guys want. Though.
Monday is.
It'd be good. Get together.
I don't have anything to do after 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah. And so, I guess.
It depends on morning and afternoon.
Yeah, and then Wednesday has a good potential being morning and afternoon. So.
It'll be in morning? No.
What's the date? It's on Wednesday.
Week from today?
28th.
28th. Yeah. Mr. Chair, I'm not familiar with the process and what that package is going to look like, but one of the things that's concerned me is the lack of funding for the Cascade Rail projects. And I wonder, is there any room inside the discussions of the transportation package to raise the issue of Cascade Rail?
Certainly. Any transportation issue, whenever we're hearing it, you have the opportunity to talk about it.
Raise whatever you want.
Yeah. Anything else, Janet? We are adjourned.
We just don't suck up from each other. We just don't.